For the next 2 months, some people in Seattle will be taking on a big challenge, competing to reduce their carbon footprint. KUOW's Amy Radel spoke to some of the younger contestants in the so-called Taming Bigfoot competition to see what kinds of changes they're contemplating.
In biology this year, we actually learned about the greenhouse effect and climate change and how it affects coral reefs and the Arctic. So, yeah, that kind of gave me more of like a global perspective.
That's Ingram High School junior Olivia Coyle. She says she always wondered about her own carbon footprint, so she joined one of the teams and is now looking for ways to save energy. One area is in the groceries her family buys.
Like, we kind of stopped buying mangoes and tropical fruits that just obviously don't come from Washington.
Coyle and her classmate Lucy Greeley joined the Taming Bigfoot contest through an after-school club. At 16 years old, they've both recently obtained driver's licenses, and Greeley says that's another part of her carbon footprint.
I don't bus as often as I probably should, or even walk to places that are close enough.
But Greeley says her volunteer work at the Seattle Aquarium and her love of the outdoors have motivated her to think about climate change.
I love hiking. I always want to be able to see great views, and a lot of the animals that it does impact are really important to me, too.
Contestants will spend March and April trying to reduce their carbon footprint and celebrate the winners when totals are announced in May. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.